Welcome to another hour of Advanced Living Radio. This is Kenneth Lesser, thrilled and delighted to be your host again today. And just get ready for some more fun and adventure. You know that we have a commitment here. Every week, I devote time deliberately, prayer time, to calling forth a blessing for our lives that we may find support to reach more of the potential that has been given to us. And I'd like to think that there are various religious beliefs, philosophies, that when you look underneath it all, past the dogma, past the little rituals, that there is a voice that says there's a wonderful God out there that loves us. And I'd like to go with that. I don't know if that's a fact or not, but to me it's a worthwhile assumption to make. And with that kind of love out there in mind, I have a prayer. It goes, Heavenly Father, show me the best ways to have the most fun, inspiring the largest number of people to easily, naturally, joyously, experience vibrantly, exquisitely, healthy, wealthy, passionate living in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives so we can all get our needs met and celebrate a global loving community that works for everyone. Yes. So that's what I'm going for, and I invite you to participate. And we will just, this week, next week, every week, bring you more value. And remember, our show is sponsored by AdvancedLiving.com. So when you get a moment, go check out AdvancedLiving.com and take a look at an item called the Comfort Technology. We call it a Clark Kent clock with superpowers because when you plug in this plain-looking digital clock, it harmonizes the energy, kind of like having the Dalai Lama show up and meditate in your room. It's a wonderful energy that mitigates the stress from electro pollution and actually, as some of the doctors say, raises the healing field of energy. So check out AdvancedLiving.com. And now for some fun and adventure today. Yay, oh boy. What would it be like if you could activate your greatness? What would it be like if you could be supported to really move ahead? You know, there's a number of people out there that have done different classes and promoted different things. Well, to me, there is nothing that beats someone that has really strived and put forth great effort to reach a place and uniquely qualified to support others. And our guest today, Joe Mitchell, he is just amazing. As you get acquainted with him, you would find out that he has over 35 years of in-depth study of personal and spiritual development. And he decided to turn his heart's passion into a career as a success coach, a motivational speaker, and a trainer. Well, in his studies, he's done hundreds of self-development courses and spiritual retreats and health-related workshops. This is a person devoted to this. And he is a certified yoga teacher, meditation teacher, EFT, emotional freedom technique practitioner, and NLP, neuro-linguistic programming practitioner, Super Coach Academy graduate, is also a member of a religious order for 5 years, and side by side with his avid desire for transformation and spiritual development, guess what? He's really grounded in the real world. This is a man that finished his undergraduate career and then was accepted to Harvard Law School and graduated with a JD, Juris Doctor degree, and from Harvard University. He's also an entrepreneur who has a 15-year career, and in his law practice, he was working with criminal and personal injury, so very much defending people's rights, helping them in any possible way he could. Very, very powerful, very noble work, and very demanding. So, and this is a 15-year training to go into his becoming this coach. Well, several years ago, as he entered his 50s, he knew that he wanted to be more than just a successful lawyer. He wanted to help people to have powerful, loving lives, and to master their finances and to develop a sense of deep emotional freedom and spiritual depth. Wow. Is that all he wanted? Yay. Wow, that's beautiful. And a little bit about his background of our friend Joe Mitchell. As a teenager and young adult, even though he had had the seemingly outward trappings of success, he's a handsome fellow, athletic prowess, of course, an Ivy League education. Inwardly, he suffered with low self-esteem and a deep sadness and a sense of meaninglessness in his achievements. He had done a lot, but somehow it didn't register. More was needed. So, well, several years after he graduated from Harvard Law School, he felt particularly out of place working at a big city law firm. And one day, as he was pondering his next career move, he received an invitation to study with a highly esteemed spiritual teacher at a beautiful retreat that had been created there in the Berkshires. Well, he immediately knew it was the place for him. He felt a calling to go there, especially with its emphasis on yoga, meditation, and health. It was his dream come true. He became a member of the religious order and was trained as a yoga and meditation instructor. But he learned something far more important. He learned how to take care of himself physically and spiritually and how to grow as a person. All right, well, another step is in place for our friend Joe. Well, he thought what was going to be this journey to enlightenment was only the start of a gradual process of awakening. When he left the religious order to live in the real world again, he was not only not enlightened as he thought he would be, he was a spiritual and emotional mess. Whoa, what went on there? We're going to have to find out some of this. So despite all the years of yoga, meditation, and spiritual study, he was still suffering from a lack of confidence and self-esteem and disconnection in his heart. He again plugged into a series of self-development routines and did many popular courses such as Landmark Forum, Tony Robbins' Unleash the Power Within, and the Hoffman Process, as well as many esoteric spiritual workshops and retreats. Well, with continued study and never giving up, remember that part, never giving up, the doubts, the fears gradually lessened, and over the years, his life got increasingly grounded, purposeful, and happy. So what we have to, as our guest today, is a fine gentleman that what he learned in these last few years has transformed his life to an even deeper level. And he has never felt better, felt more peace, resilience, clarity, and inspiration. And he's just getting stronger and stronger. And, of course, now he's showing up for us in terms of bringing forth this transformational work. So, folks, get ready. Let's welcome aboard Joe Mitchell. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
Joe, I am just so excited. This, to me, is so wonderful. All of the background, all of the things that you've done, it's so powerful. You're an entrepreneur. You're a conscious individual. You've been through so much that a lot of people would think, well, geez, you got it made. You got the Harvard education, your law practice, you all this stuff going on, a spiritual practice. I mean, these are all important things. And what's so beautiful is you didn't quit until you felt strong in your heart and really aligned so that now you can step forward as a coach totally congruent. Can you tell us a little bit about how good that feels with you?
Feels better and better, Ken. I don't think it ever ends. I think that there's no end to the growth that's possible as a human being. And there's a certain point, though, when it starts to feel really good to have a spiritual path and to actually have advanced on that path. A lot of times people don't really believe that they can advance. I mean, I know that I didn't, 20 years ago, I didn't really realize that I could have the kind of confidence, have the kind of love for people and potential that I have, even. And it's all possible for a person who puts their, who continually takes little steps to reach amazing heights. I know that I feel like I'm just beginning.
Yeah. And to me, what's exciting is there's so many people, you couldn't have picked a better time to get it all together, Joe, because the world really, really needs some not only devoted people, but some people that have a lot of street smart, too. And I know that if you commented briefly about some of the street smart you picked up being a defense attorney, personal injury attorney, and then being able to transfer that into some support for people. Can you share a little about that?
Yeah, I've always kind of had some street smarts, but I've gained a lot in the last few years. It's been pretty, I've always had this desire to be free, and that is spiritually free, emotionally free. I never really liked working for other people. I always liked to work for myself. I mean, I serve other people, but as far as having a boss, I never really loved that. And so I've been an entrepreneur. I had to be an entrepreneur because I really didn't want to be subservient to someone that was going to order me around and tell me what to do. And what I found is that there is this period is really great because there are so many people who are waking up, who have a spiritual path, who are being conscious, who care about other people, who care about the world, who now want to work for themselves. They want to be entrepreneurs. And I call these people conscious entrepreneurs.
Ah, well, what's a conscious entrepreneur?
Well, a conscious entrepreneur is someone like yourself and myself, someone who is on a path of awakening, of developing themselves, of ongoing and never-ending learning. And it doesn't necessarily mean that they're religious. Most of the people who are conscious entrepreneurs are spiritual but not religious, although there are a lot of religious people. There's nothing wrong with religion, but religion is not the key. It's that desire to grow and to be open to your a relationship with a higher power. And I certainly don't want to try to tell people what that means or how that should be composed. You use the word God in the beginning. Some people like that word, other people don't. But it's undeniable that there is something that's much larger than us. And that when we make it a priority to go after that, and then we are entrepreneurs at the same time, we then have a different path than someone who is maybe just wanting to be a millionaire.
Ah, okay. Well, that's really important then. And I'm just wondering, on your path, because you've done so much in studies, can you name a person who's had a tremendous impact on you as a conscious entrepreneur?
Yeah, there are so many great people out there these days. That's one of the remarkable things about this particular period, is that there are so many people. And if you want to be a conscious entrepreneur, there are plenty of people to learn from. One of the people that I've learned a lot from is a man named Stephen Pierce. And he is a guy, he works from home. He lives in Texas, in a small little town in Texas. And he works from home, and he's got a little barn that he has, a TV studio and a workspace there. And he just is an amazing guy. He produces books and ebooks. And if you ever want to, it's Stephen Pierce. It's spelled with a PH, Stephen Pierce, Internet Inc. .com. Just an amazing individual who has just gotten so much out of himself. And even though I've been educated at Ivy League schools, not only did I go to Harvard Law School, but I also went to Stanford University undergrad, he never went to college. And I don't think that I could say that the education that I've had has given me any advantage over a guy like him. Or another example of someone who didn't get educated at least a formal education, is Tony Robbins. Another person is David Nagel. It's I think it's Naegle. A beautiful brother, very amazing person. Never got past high school. It's not necessary. Education, even though I have that education, education is not a necessary component to really being what I call great, which is really maximizing your potential as much as you can. You can never really fully express your potential because it's unlimited.
Oh, okay. It's nice to know that that we won't run out of things to strive for in our life. And this is just pretty neat that you would just be able to pull from all these resources. And I love the way you're acknowledging that it's not so much about where you got educated as much as that you did strive to go for more. And so David Nagel, Stephen Pierce, people that didn't get their college degrees but have certainly an education that they've given themselves that is there an outstanding productivity in support of others. So to me, that is so huge at a time where we're seeing the average person is being told, well, my gosh, first you got to go to high school and get that GED, and then you better get to college, because if you don't get to college, there's just going to be nothing left. You're going to be floundering around. And unfortunately, the price of a college education has gone out of so many people's reach. So to me, you are stepping forward with something very important, is that, hey, yes, college is fine if you do it, but the education is more important than where you get it.
Very true. Very true.
So, and I want, of course, to let people know, because I posted on our website that there'd be some free goodies for them to listen. So we're going on and sharing quite a bit. But I'd like, would you please let them know about the website and what they can go and download and how that's going to help them?
Yeah, my website is activateyourgreatness.com, just the regular spelling of that. And I have a free, what I call the Activate Your Greatness Kit. And it concludes a short lecture, some principles. I talk about some principles of personal development that I think are very important. And but one of the things that I'm most proud of in this free kit that you get is something called the Power Nap. I don't know if you've ever heard of a guy named Tony Schwartz. But Tony Schwartz wrote a great book with a psychologist named Jim Lohr called The Power of Full Engagement. And one of the things that he says in that book, and also in another book that he wrote called How to Be Excellent at Anything, is that there are several rhythms of our body. And we've all heard of the circadian rhythm. But there's also what's called an Alcadian rhythm. And to get it down to the basic truth about this, We need in the, it's been proven through research that what we need in the afternoon is a nap to operate at our very peak potential. When we have that nap, after the nap, the 3 hours after that nap are extremely productive, like twice as productive as if we didn't have the nap. And what I've included in that, that Activate Your Greatness kit is something that I call the power nap. And what it is it's only a 10-minute experience. I mean, so there's really no excuse for you not to plug in this free power nap that uses what's called brainwave entrainment. In other words, it entrains your brain into a slower state, and then it brings your brain back up so that in 10 minutes you get an amazing amount of rest. And I highly recommend that you go right, you know, as soon as we're done here, go to Activate Your Greatness and download that power nap and check it out. Because I guarantee you that if you use it, that you'll become more productive during your day.
Ah, and now is it something that can be used most any time? Is there a better time of day to try to use it based on your research?
Well, I think that my personal research is that in the afternoon is the lowest energy time for me, anywhere between 1 and 5. And I think that this is what the Altradian rhythm has shown, is that this is a time where people are less productive. I think after lunch sluggishness that sometimes creeps up on a lot of us can be remedied by a short 10-minute nap. Tony recommends anywhere between a 20 and 30-minute nap, but if we're working, a lot of times we can't take that. But certainly 10 minutes is less than a coffee break.
Yes. Yes, and darn, it's free. You know, with Starbucks now, a coffee break is $5 to $10.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can pop this in, give a listen, and I guess what someone could just be don't have to lie down. Can you just be sitting comfortably?
You could be sitting comfortably and do it. Lying down, of course, is better because you can relax all your muscles that way. But if you're at a desk or something and you don't have the opportunity to lie down, if you just sit up straight and lean back against something, you might even put a pillow under your lower back.
Okay.
You can just relax, or maybe lean up against a wall so that your head is supported. That will really aid you in being productive in the afternoon.
Okay. Wow. I think that's so beautiful. And it's interesting, too, if you look at the behavior of children, babies.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think moms say that their kids are taking power naps, but if you watch little kids, they go like crazy, and then they burn out. They have some food, or they take a nap, and then they wake up, and then they go like crazy again.
Yep.
I mean, so they're able to do this. And something interesting you may or may not have heard in your research, but I understand that Buckminster Fuller was doing some things like that, where he would take regular breaks every 4 or 5 hours from anywhere from 30 to 60 minutes.
Yeah.
And he didn't sleep any period. It was just go 4 or 5 hours, take a half hour to an hour, go 4 or 5 hours. And, I mean, he was doing that around the clock and felt amazingly well because his body was getting what it needed.
Yeah.
So that's pretty exciting. And thank you for offering that free download. Now, is there any more goodies that we can get?
Well, the thing about that I just wanted to point out is that it uses technology. And that's one of the amazing things about this particular period of time, is this whole thing about using technology to better our lives. The brainwave entrainment makes the power nap really 10 times more powerful than if you just lay down for 10 minutes. Because it controls your brain. It takes your brain down, and then it brings it back. I love technology, and that's actually, Ken, the way that you and I got together was through the comfort clock. And I just love this clock that I just put in front of me, and the technology makes me more effective, makes me happier. There is so much technology these days. There's the type of technology that's in the clock and also in the power nap. And then there's other technology that we can use that wasn't here 20 years ago that doesn't require any sort of electronics. And my favorite of that is called the emotional freedom technique. I don't know if you're familiar with that at all. Have you tried that at all?
Yes. Yeah, in the category of energy psychology, the emotional freedom technique, I think, is one of the more popular in that group. And certainly, I know you're a practitioner of that, and I'm guessing you use that as part of your coaching with people.
I do. I use it as part of my coaching, but I also use it as part of my personal regimen. There are a couple of things that I find that are really amazing. One of them is brainwave entrainment. And if you haven't used brainwave entrainment, I really suggest that you Google it and try some of the different products that are out there. There are many, many different companies that offer products. They're fabulous. They can make you smarter. They can make you work better. They can make you relax better. They can make you sleep. It's an amazing technology. And then the EFT, the meridian, what they call now meridian tapping. It's basically tapping on the meridian points. The EFT is brilliant because they've systematized it. They've made it into a certain system where you can follow this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 system. But it's more simple than that, in that basically there are In the system, there are 9 points, but if you just focus on 2 points, you can feel it pretty much without any experience and without much training. And those 2 points are 1 right at what we might call the third eye, which is right between the eyebrows. If you just tap with your fingertips, maybe 2 or 3 fingers on that point, and then the collarbone point, which is right at the notch that's in your sternum. You just tap on those 2 points, maybe 2 taps a second, and you do that for 10 or 15 seconds. You can actually release tensions and release stress. It's pretty amazing how simple it is and how this very easy process has not been really made more readily available to people who are stressed out, because let's face it, this is a very stressful society.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we set the record for high tension, whether it's caffeine, whether it's speed, methamphetamines, crystal. I mean, this nation is definitely on overdrive. And so here's something that we would get from you that helps us to do something simple. Don't the power nap, fine, you plug in some headset and you listen into that. Now you're telling us we can tap on a few places and help activate and bring the body into alignment. The Orientals knew of this with acupuncture thousands of years ago, but now we're getting smart about it. And to me, this is wonderful that you would include something like that, because we need things that work for us, and it's nice to have some things that in this time when people are cutting back, every companies are downsizing, people are cutting back on their expenditures, that you're giving us some stuff for free that is powerful and helpful. Joe, thank you.
Absolutely.
So,
well, the thing that's really important about it, too, is that it's easy. And it's convenient. Because in this world, if it's not easy and convenient, a lot of times, even if it's great, it just doesn't get done. One of the things that I was reading a book, the very, very interesting book called The Happiness Advantage, where the author said that he was trying to wean himself off of TV. So what he did was he took the batteries in the remote and he put them upstairs in his room. So that in order to use the TV in the living room, he'd have to go upstairs to his room and get the batteries and bring them down and put them in the remote. And he found that suddenly the amount of TV he watched dramatically decreased. And that's just because if it's not convenient in this society, and even just our human nature, if it's not easy, it's much easier if we don't want to eat chocolate cake, it's much easier not to have the chocolate cake in the house. than if it's sitting there in the refrigerator and every time you open it, there's the refrigerator. Well, it's the same thing with the good things. If we have our Walkman and our, or actually our phone that has our brainwave entrainment on it, and all we have to do is just push a button, or if we can just go into the restroom and start tapping and change our mood, we can live much more of our lives in a really happy, vibrant state.
Yes, and that's
and
so
it's easy,
well,
and it's convenient.
Do you need a prescription for any of this?
That's right, and it's free. I mean,
free,
you know,
right.
not all the brainwave entrainment or the comfort clock is free, but it's relatively inexpensive.
Right, and what I appreciate is that you're giving something, and of course, like you say, there's the ability for longer sessions, but we can get off your activateyourgreatness.com website this download of a 10-minute power nap that'll absolutely be really helpful. And I'm wondering, too, I don't know if at the end of that, if someone needs to unwind at the end of a busy day before bed, is that a potential time to help just calm down before trying to go to sleep?
You could use it towards the end, but it's really designed for that afternoon slump. That's
okay.
Really what the power nap is designed for, because it's
all
only
right.
10 minutes, and it brings you back up. The whole brainwave entrainment is that it entrains your brain to a certain cycles per second, and it's not really designed to put you to sleep. It's designed that in the afternoon you can listen to it, and then you can get back into action quickly.
Is that there to help you get into, what do they call it, the alpha state?
Exactly. It takes you into the alpha state, and it brings you back to the alpha-beta state.
Okay.
In 10 minutes, which is really pretty amazing.
Yeah, all right. And then there's some other goodies that you have that we can get for free at that website, isn't there?
Well, there's also a kit which has some, as I said, it has a number of principles that are on an audio, and it also I also have a checklist for high performers, which basically goes into one of the things that I found in my own desire to be as successful as possible is something that probably a lot of people have heard, and that is what gets measured gets done. So one of the things that I have included in the kit is a log. And this log you can create to track the things that you really want to get done, particularly the things that make the most difference. Because if you focus your energy and effort on the things that make the most difference, then those things, by doing those things well, it multiplies its effect throughout your life. For example, if what you want to do is to be more well known, then what you might want to focus on is calling people up and asking them for something. And if you got really good at that and got really relaxed at that, then getting well known would be easier because you wouldn't be afraid to ask people for things. And so this log basically helps you to focus in on the important things that are going to multiply your effectiveness in life.
Wow.
I really believe that anyone who really genuinely wants to be successful in this day and age and who really wants to be great, which I put a little bit above successful, because when you're great, what you're doing is you're not only being rich and having the freedom that you want and having the love in your life that you want, but you're also really making a contribution to the world. I think anybody who truly wants to be great in this world, all the tools are there. And it's only a matter of kind of putting it together. And that's one of the reasons that I became a coach, because I saw a lot of people who did, you know, motivational speaking, and it was really great, and you could get all pumped up, but there's nothing like having someone in your life, a coach, who can work with you one-on-one and work you through the hard times, work you through what you need specifically to make yourself great. And that's it's no coincidence that major athletes who want to really excel in their sport have coaches.
Yeah, absolutely. If you look, whether it's a major athlete in any sport, business people, not every one of them will tell you this because sometimes they don't like it known, but some of the top business professionals that I've heard of, they all have coaches, they all have people that they turn to keep them on their toes, to keep them at the top of their game. And so it's like we think, oh my gosh, turning to someone for help, that's had a terrible stigma. And now we're starting to go, well, wait a minute, if athletes can get coaching and that helps them and business people, the smart business leaders do it, maybe it's good for the rest of us.
I think so.
Yeah, and that's what you're basically, you'll be launching that, or are you already seeing clients now, or what's the status of how this is?
Yeah, I'm what you call a life coach for entrepreneurs. So I don't just work on business issues. I work on life issues because I really believe that people are whole, that people need to look at themselves as whole people, not just as business people and, you know, how can I get my business going? And I think that no one needs a life coach more than what we talked about coming full circle, the conscious entrepreneur. Because most of us who are going out and starting our own businesses are alone. We're not part of a huge organization. We don't have a lot of people that work with us. And so having someone who can hear us, who can help us through the obstacles, is a really important piece. And so what I do is I work with people who are wanting to be, either wanting to be or who are entrepreneurs and who want to improve and increase their income, decrease their stress, have a more happy and balanced life. These are the things that we all want, and these are the things that are very, very, very possible when you have a good coach and you use some of the technologies that I've been talking about so far.
Wow, I love it because to me, in coaching, there's been different styles of coaching, and some style that was kind of popular and still is, as far as I know, is where someone would just say, okay, well, I have this goal, whatever, I want my business to be better, and then they would ask them questions, and based on the questions that the coach asked them, the person would move their life ahead. But to me, it leaves some big gaps in terms of, well, what if someone gets stuck somewhere? I don't like the idea of just having someone ask question after question, and hopefully some key question is going to make a breakthrough. And here you are, you're going, well, look, if someone's stuck, we can pull out this emotional freedom technique. You can guide someone to use it. It's simple to do. And help make some breakthroughs there. You studied neuro-linguistic programming, another fine art form that basically helps us to use our mind and learn to form perceptions that help us. So instead of being stuck in our feelings, we can learn to take control of our perceptions, and then based on the control we take of our perceptions, we can then have different attitudes about things without struggle. We've just literally created a different internal perception, and then our attitude follows. And you've studied all this stuff, so you're bringing things to your clients that, to me, go so far beyond just guiding them with some key questions.
But at the same time, Ken, I really do want to put in a plug for not having to be a person with all this knowledge and all these tools, because a lot of times what people need, and especially our conscious entrepreneurs who are alone, who are trying to do them themselves, who are trying to start something, a business themselves, or who are in a business by themselves or with virtual assistants, what they need sometimes is just someone to listen, just someone to be there and not so much guide them, but to tell them that validate them, to validate their experience. So, you know, I definitely would suggest that people try coaching, that people give coaching a chance, because that's the key to getting it done. There's all this knowledge out there. There's all of these technologies. There's all of this possibility for amazing accomplishment, and it's all a matter of doing it. That's why the college education and the advanced degrees aren't as important as your ability to get it done, your ability to take action.
Okay. Wow. Well, I think that's a very, very important point that you're making, is that sometimes just to have another human being who is genuinely caring about our well-being, and to just have them be a good listener as we express some concern, or and to be heard in that way, that can be, as you say, transforming. So I think you're making another key point about your style of coaching that brings a number of important tools, that caring listening, the ability to help support someone with key pieces of information, the use of technologies. You even made mention you're wanting people to gain financial control of their lives, which is so important at this point in time, because someone can be successful in terms of bringing in money, but if they don't know how to manage it, bingo, where'd it go?
That's a good point. In this day and age, a lot of times we spend beyond our means, and it's really important to be in control on many, many levels.
Yeah, and these are things that you take into consideration as part of the options that you can offer someone in your coaching. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
I just look at the whole person, and I look at, we all have dreams. We all have things that we really want in our hearts. And I just say, hey, you can have it. You are a great person. You can have it, and let's figure out a way to get it. I equip people with tools, but ultimately it's using them and inspiring people to use them and getting that in. And that inspiration always comes from within. It's not like I can give anything to this person, but I can inspire. I can bring out something in people that's great, and I can clap as they demonstrate their greatness.
That's wonderful. And I'm just thinking, as you've studied so many things, could you share a little about what you think might be one of the biggest challenges that are facing the conscious entrepreneur, someone that's trying to move their life ahead, or so many of the people that are being faced with they've had a career for so many years working for a company, and now they're being told, well, we're downsizing, and all of a sudden families are in chaos.
Sure. I think the biggest problem in this society, and I think it's not only experienced by conscious entrepreneurs, but by anybody in this society these days, is overwhelm and stress. There's so much to do. There's so many responsibilities. There's so much that needs to be done, and there's just not enough time. And it used to be a very simple lifestyle 50 years ago, or maybe 100 years ago, extremely simple lifestyle. Now the demands are amazing, and they're intense. And so it's very easy to be stressed out. It's very easy to be overwhelmed. It's very easy to turn to drugs and other addictive behavior or avoidance behavior to cope with it all. And the conscious entrepreneur is someone who says that they're not going to do that, but that doesn't lessen the challenge of dealing with stress and overwhelm. And that's one of the reasons why I really feel that it's important that everyone know about brainwave entrainment and everyone know about meridian tapping or some type of very easy, practical stress relief. These things are really, really critical. And I think that the other thing, which is, I didn't even mention it because for me it's so, such a part of my life, but for a lot of people it's a real stickler, and that's meditation. Meditation is a very easy, simple thing, and basically all it is really quieting the mind. But it's very hard in this society, in this, because we have all of these ideas that we have to get someplace, and that we can't be happy right now, and that we have all these pressures and stress, and we have to please everyone, and we have to get everything done, and it's just too much. Meditation changes our perspective and allows us to come from a higher vibration, which then allows us to look at the same, quote, stresses with a sense of peace in our hearts. And that is invaluable.
Yeah.
So meditate, you know, get it, find a way to meditate. Brainwave entrainment is a great way. You can just buy a CD, and people say, well, meditation is so difficult. I have a difficult time with it. And I always laugh because I know that if they just put on the headphones and just close their eyes, that they're going to be able, you know, over time, they're going to be able to do amazing things with their meditation. And it's not going to be hard. It's going to be easy. I'm all for easy.
Right. And I love, you know, because people might be wondering, well, when I hear the term brainwave entrainment,
yes,
there's a part of me that I've got enough years under my belt that the Korean War and brainwashing comes to mind.
Yeah.
I know it's not that.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with brainwashing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What's so fun, if I'm understanding correctly, one of the key people, Robert Monroe, was a sound engineer, and he developed and discovered, I think, that if you play two slightly different tones in each ear, that the brain will become relaxed. And I don't know if you're using that or something different, but that was like, oh, wow. And then someone explained to me, the ancient Buddhists, they would have the little chimes. And what's so interesting is that when you hit them and they vibrate, they don't create the same tone. And someone explained to me that they would hold them near each ear. And they were using this technique in ancient times with slightly different tones.
Yes.
So it's kind of like, oh, okay, folks, nothing to be afraid of here. This is some ancient technology that has been validated with modern acoustics sound engineering that
yes,
helps
absolutely.
The brain
there's
relax.
A lot of research on it, Ken. If you just did Google it, there's a lot of research. But it's really exciting because what people did back in Robert Monroe's days, too. I mean, Robert was a little bit out there. He liked to kind of do astral traveling and this kind of thing. But what they did is they took the scientific research methodology, which is like they put electrodes on people's brains and measured their brainwave frequencies and their brain functioning. And they started to do this with very enlightened people, with yogis, with geniuses. And they started to see the brainwave patterns. They started to measure the brainwave patterns. And then they were able, through brainwave entrainment, to replicate those same patterns so that you and I can get into the same pattern of a Buddhist monk, for example, without the Buddhist monk training, just by using brainwave entrainment. And that's the exciting part of it. So meditation does not have to be difficult.
Right.
I'm hoping that when if someone listens to this conversation between you and I, that they won't say, well, meditation is hard and I really can't do it anymore. That they'll just go out and get a brainwave entrainment CD, even my free CD, and check it out and see how powerful it is.
Right, exactly. I think that's to me so exciting, and I'm just thinking. As we've got about 5 minutes left, I want to make sure you get to bring up anything that you want to as you're helping us with coaching and different services.
Yeah, well, for the conscious entrepreneur, I just want to put in a little plug for what I'm doing coming up in a couple of weeks. Again, it's free. It's called a telesummit, and it'll be, if you go to activateyourgreatness.com, I'm going to be start to advertise it next week. Basically, what it is it's a number of conscious entrepreneurs who are going to be talking about what it takes to have a great life and be successful as a conscious entrepreneur. And all the information will be on that website. I also, of course, do one-on-one coaching, and I give free complimentary sessions. And if you'd like one, of course, just go to my website and sign up for one. I'd be happy to talk to you and find out what you're up to, what your dreams are, what your goals are. And in those sessions, I really help people to dream a little bigger than they normally dream, because I really believe that we have so much more capability. And we limit ourselves by thinking that we can only do this or only do that. A lot of times, my mantra, of course, is consistency, consistency, consistency over time gets you great results.
Ah. Okay.
You got to be consistent. You know, one of the things that I've found miraculous is I've been doing like 5 or 6 minutes of exercise every day. And suddenly my body's toned. Suddenly I have more strength. Suddenly I'm faster. I'm in better shape. And this is 6 minutes, 5, 6 minutes of exercise every day. It's amazing. But I've been consistent over time.
Yeah. Okay. And to me, it's not only when you say consistent, I haven't studied it, and I think you've got a little more knowledge in this area, but there's different techniques that in a short amount of time, if you do the right kind of exercise, you can do yourself a lot more good than you would just doing push-ups, for instance.
Exactly. There really are. There are some amazing, and that's the whole idea behind the brainwave entrainment, you know. People sit around and try to calm their mind, and they can't do it, you know, and they get frustrated. But if you put on the CD, it's so much more effective. And it's the same thing with exercise. But even if you just do sit-ups and push-ups, if you do it every day, you'll find miraculous benefits. Even if you just do it for three or four minutes a day. Consistency, consistency, consistency. That's my mantra.
And especially I like the idea because I don't know about everyone out there, but if someone's life isn't working very well, then I have a feeling that they are doing something consistently that isn't helpful to them.
Yes, I'm sure.
And so, they're practicing consistency, and what we want to make sure is that they're being consistent with things that are going to build their lives into something that really helps them be positioned to enjoy life and feel good within themselves.
Absolutely.
And to me, something else to encourage folks out there is, if your life has been a struggle, chances are, if you sat and looked at it, you have trained yourself to consistently act in a certain way that has produced a result. And what that may not be the result you wanted, but it says to me, you have trained yourself to be consistent. Now what you need is a little coaching to get that consistency applied to something that is going to produce better results for you, because obviously you can be consistent. If you've struggled for years, you're consistent. Now let's change that consistency into something that builds your life.
I love it.
So, and to me, that's where you're coming from, isn't it?
We can all do that, and that's the great thing. We can all do that.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a special person with a Harvard education. We can all do it.
Right. And so you'll take anyone wherever they're at and help move them ahead.
Is absolutely.
Right? Okay. And so, folks, go to activateyourgreatness.com, download
the Activate Your Greatness Kit.
Yeah. And then set up an appointment with Joe so that you can have a complimentary consultation, look into these things, use this stuff that's free, and then realize that, my gosh, with a little bit of support, you can end up making dramatic improvements in your life. Well, gosh, I'm so thrilled for you taking time out, Joe, to come and be with myself, my listeners to share this with us. We're just very excited.
Well, I thank you very much for inviting me, Ken. I always love the opportunity to share my inspiration and my enthusiasm about personal development and spiritual development. It's the best.
Yeah.
There's nothing that can compare to it.
Exactly. Well, you've earned, you've put in your time, you've paid your dues, you've just put so much into this, and now you've blossomed at just the right time for all of us that need a lot of help. So thank you, Joe. Beloved listeners, check out activateyourgreatness.com. And here we are. We are time to wrap up for our beautiful day. And Joe, thanks again for taking time, and just wish you all the best.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Take care, Ken.
You too. Until we meet again, beloved listeners, Joe, God bless, and goodbye for now. Let go and